9, and you are listening to the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. Winding down the year, just 3 days left. Actually, only 2 days left that have any cards associated with them, because December 31st is the Joker Day, which is no card. It's a card, but the card itself is no card. How many of you went out and saw a movie this weekend? I bet you a lot of you did, because they broke a record for the most weekend box office revenue ever this weekend. I think it might have had something to do with the fact that they released like 5 new movies all in one day. Sherlock Holmes. Sherlock Holmes came out earlier, but Sherlock Holmes, Alvin and the Chip. No, not Alvin and the Chipmunks. That was already. It's complicated. There was a few other ones, but we went out to the movies a couple times. It was a lot of fun. Sherlock Holmes was a blast, I thought. Okay, people born today, December 28th. Interesting, and we're going to talk about planetary ruling cards tonight. This is one of those birthdays that the ruling card and the birth card are the same number. So it's a double three. Three is a number of creativity. It's a number of the mind. The mind, which is never satisfied, is always adding something to what is. And that's where creativity comes from. If you ever go to I remember going to like art shows, sidewalk art fairs and so forth, and you look at some of the stuff people are coming up with, and you go, look, oh, they took a doorknob and they did that. They added something to what was already there. That's what the nature of a three is. So extremely creative. It's a three of hearts day. It's creative in love. Now you would expect people born this day to be also undecided about their love life. They could even be bisexual. They could be uncertain about what if they're male or female when you're a three of hearts. So it's three of hearts and three of diamonds. So some really creative people are born today, and really you would expect artists, you know, of different types to be born today. For example, the man who created all this, mostly all of the Marvel comic books, Stan Lee, was born today. He's still around. He's 87 years old. That guy's, he's doing great. He's had a big comeback in the last 10 years. We have people like Dr. John Gray, who wrote Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. We have, actress Maggie Smith, Denzel Washington, born today. Guitar player Edgar Winter. I used to love listening to him play. We have country musician Mike McGuire, country singer Joe Diffie, Alex Chilton of the Box Tops. We have a bunch of other people, too. R&B singer John Legend, actress Sienna Miller, actor Thomas Decker, and Mackenzie Rossman, and pop singer David Archuleta. So, hey, happy birthday, all you guys. It's kind of a bummer, you know, when you're born towards the end of the year in December, because, as you know, people tend to get just one present instead of the typical birthday and Christmas present. People just roll it into one. I was thinking about these ruling cards today, and I was thinking, oh, it's interesting because the December 25th is a six of hearts with a six of diamonds ruler. December 26th is a five of hearts with a five of diamonds ruler. And today is a three of hearts with a three of diamonds ruler. Very interesting. Now, the four of hearts doesn't have a four of diamonds ruler. But there's all these interesting patterns that take place among the birth cards and ruling cards. And there seems to be something about the number five that is intricately connected to the entire system as well. Because when you're a Capricorn, your ruling card is five spaces away from your birth card. So you would start from the Three of Hearts and count five spaces forward, and there's the Saturn card, which is a Saturn card, by the way, which is would be the Three of Diamonds. So the ruling card is derived, for those of you who don't already know this, from your sun sign, and finding the card in your life spread that matches the ruling planet of your sun sign. Every astrological sign has a planet that governs that planet. Some planets govern two signs, like Mercury governs both Virgo and Gemini. Venus governs both Taurus and Libra. So you have this double thing with a couple of them. You have Mars ruling the sign of Aries, and Pluto ruling the signs of Aries and Scorpio. So you have Mars and Pluto with Scorpio. Okay? So if you are like a Scorpio, you have to look at, you have to say they have two ruling cards. They have a Mars card and a Pluto card as a ruling card. Now, for most work that I do, my experience tells me that Scorpios mostly focus through their Mars card. They live primarily in their Mars card, usually until they get a little older. And then they have learned to make the transformation that they've come here to make. And then they can be acting out of their Eagle card or their Phoenix card, which would be their Pluto card. So even though a Scorpio might have a Pluto card that you think is significant, I think if you look carefully, you'll see that most of their energy goes into their birth card and their Mars card. And as you know, Leos, their ruling card, because they're ruled by the sun, their sun is the ruling planet of their sign. Well, the sun card is the birth card. So essentially, for Leos, you find that they have a double card. It's double. So a Leo, let's say Two of Diamonds, would be a double Two of Diamonds. And this is why I think this helps explain in a way, in a certain way, this explains why Leo people are such dramatic versions of their card. All their energy is focused into one card, not two cards, like birth and ruling. It's all one energy. So when you see a Leo, I find that, I mentioned this before on the show, that I find this an opportunity to study because Leos are such dramatic versions of their card that they really play out those characteristics so clearly that you can't ignore them and you can't miss them. So if you want to study a certain card, now, there are not Leo versions of every single card. There's no Leo, Ace of Hearts, Two of Hearts. The only heart I think that's a Leo is the Jack of Hearts, King of Hearts, and Queen of Hearts. But, you know, there are still quite a few Leo cards. The birth card is our soul, but we often identify with, on the earth plane level, our ruling card more. I think if you look at your own behavior and look at your birth and ruling card, you know, look at the two, you'll see that you have both traits within you. You have the birth card traits and you have the ruling card traits. The birth card is just a given. I mean, we have it. It's like a gift that we have. If you're a queen birth card, for example, you have the gift of knowing how to really be sensitive and nurture other people. You want to see them grow up. You want to see them grow and develop as a mother would a child. See? That's the way it is with the queens. Every card has a good side, and the birth card tends to play out the good. There's always some bad too, but it's mostly a blessing, the birth card. The ruling card is just a characteristic. It's like a hat that we wear that we really like to wear. It's like, oh, I always dress up as Spider-Man for Halloween because I like to be Spider-Man so much. It's kind of like that. But we get so identified with it that we think that's who we are too. And in a sense, it is part of our identity. It's certainly part of our identity. So both cards are valid. You know, and if you're talking to somebody, you met somebody, and if you're only looking at their birth card, you're really missing half the story. You're missing out on a lot, actually. And your connections between them, oftentimes, that's a common mistake that people make is They don't look at the ruling card when they're looking at a relationship, and they miss some of the most important connections of the relationship. They miss the ones that actually explain what the relationship is all about. Okay? This is common. So you always want to look at both cards. And for your own self, you know, we do a spread each year for both the birth card and the ruling card. We also have personality cards, but to be honest, I don't use those. When I first learned the cards about 20 years ago, there was no planetary ruling card. All there was a birth card and personality cards, which if you were a man, it was a jack or king. Women, it was a queen, essentially. There's more to it than that, but that's the basic thing. I found that those personality cards just didn't hold up as well. And eventually I came up with the idea of this ruling card. I think it came from reading Sacred Symbols of the Ancients, because the way she would talk about the different birthdays, you could tell it was describing those cards. Somehow it clicked for me. And then I realized that this was important. Now I see that that's all I need. When I do a reading, I just look at the birth card and the ruling card. Nothing else. Now, if it's a Leo woman or man who has no other ruling card, I will often use their jack or king or queen. If there's issues in those areas, queen being personal, jack being romantic issues or roles as a salesperson or an artist, king being a business owner, a leader in some way, I will look there because it gives another card. But other than that, I don't use it. As far as your birth card and your ruling card goes, you need to get to know the differences between those two. You need to get to see those two parts of yourself distinct from each other. They may be a lot alike, like today's birthday is a double three. They're both threes, but one's hearts and one's diamonds. So even in a case where there's a double like this, you want to look at the difference between those two cards and see how you act each of those cards out in your life. Okay? For example, I'm a Queen of Diamonds and my ruling card's Ace of Diamonds. Well, the Ace of Diamonds is a part of me that's very ambitious, very impatient, those are that part of the ace, the part that likes to be alone and so forth. The queen is more motherly, nurturing, likes to look good, not as ambitious, but likes to have money, you know, not like the ace. The ace is very ambitious. So when I look at my spreads now, this is the trick, see? You look at your birth card spread, and you're looking at what's happening this year to that part of your personality. And then you look in the ruling card spread to find out what's happening in that part of your life, you might say. Okay? So that's why you have to get to know these a little bit. You have to really become familiar. It would be a good idea to take the Love Cards book and read your planetary ruling card as if it was your birth card. Read your planetary ruling card as if it was your birth card. So you can get the whole picture of what it means to be that card. Okay? Now you'll notice, as I have, that for Scorpios and Capricorns, there's a lot of this doubling factor. The reason that Scorpios have the doubling factor just like the Capricorns is because the Mars card and the Pluto card are exactly five spaces apart. So there's a lot of cards in the spreads, in the life spread, that if you go five spaces, you'll find the same number. There's quite a few of them. For example, we have the Four of Clubs and the Four of Spades, the Three of Hearts and the Three of Diamonds. We have the Nine of Hearts and the Nine of Diamonds. Eight of Clubs and Eight of Spades, Seven of Clubs and Seven of Spades, Eight of Hearts and Eight of Diamonds, Jack of Clubs and Jack of Diamonds. There's a lot. Six of Hearts, Six of Diamonds. There's almost one of every single card, not quite. Okay? But this is this five thing being played out in the spreads, and it's a little bit of a mystery why that is that way, but it's very interesting. So Scorpios and Capricorns both have that in common. Okay, so we're going to end the talk here and get ready to take our break. Let me see here one second. Yep. I have an announcement to make. We're going to be having, most of you have heard about this, but on January 23rd and 24th, I'm going to be teaching a two-day intermediate level class in Fairfield, Iowa. If you'd like to hear more about that, learn about it. I rarely teach live anymore. This is the only class I'm teaching. I didn't teach any of this since the spring this year. I usually have one in the fall. And this will probably be the only class I teach until fall of next year, probably in Asheville, because I'm moving back to Asheville. If you're interested, go to 7thunders.com, my website, and click on the seminars link to find out more about that seminar. Okay? Okay. I recorded some songs last week, and this is a new song, and I think it's called Transitions. And we're going to take a short break while you listen to the song. When we come back, we have three lines open, and we'll be back in about 4 or 5 minutes. Oh, that was Transitions. I don't have a CD for that yet, so I can't say that's from this CD or that CD. Hope you enjoyed that. Okay, we're ready to start our calls tonight, and our first person up tonight is name is Kathleen, and her birthday is March 27th, 1980. Are you with us, Kathleen?
Yes, Robert. It's so exciting to talk to you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
My roommate actually introduced me to your books, actually to all your books, The Love Cards and Love Destiny. And I just had some questions in regards to, you know, my card, because it's supposed to be this very sexy card, and I'm wondering if I'm going to meet someone, if we see any relationships coming up for my card in the near future. Because
okay,
my last card was a Libra, and he was a Nine of Clubs, and that was just the worst relationship ever.
Really? What happened?
He's just one of the people he's all over, you know, and he's promiscuous and crazy.
Well, Nine
of
Clubs are often promiscuous. Yeah.
Not very faithful.
Uh-huh.
So.
Well, the women, too, can be unfaithful.
Really?
You know, yeah. If they're not getting enough love, they're going to go somewhere and get it.
That's true. That's very true.
Well, see, you're Nine of Clubs. You're also a King of Hearts, so you
yeah,
have...
Yeah, that's my ruling card.
I'm sure that you have no trouble getting a man when you want one. Okay? You don't. I mean, King of Hearts knows how to seduce. You understand? So it really
yeah.
just comes down to, you know, what getting clear about what you want. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll be able to manifest it without any problem. There is
yeah.
a card, too, that indicates that you're going to be settled down with somebody by your birthday. You know, it's possible.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's possible. I mean, right now, you have a Three of Hearts, which usually means you have, you know, you're undecided about love. Like, there are some people that are interested in you. Is that true?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Well, you would know.
I mean, well, maybe. I mean, not knowing off the top of my head that I
okay.
can think of that would be like something serious.
Well, you know, these cards represent... energies that are present, but unless we do take some action, nothing will happen, you know.
Yeah.
They're not going to make anything happen to you, but you have a heart card right now, and it goes all the way through January. So if I were you, I would get out there and, you know, get on a dating website, somehow get the word out, start being social. You follow me?
Yeah, definitely.
You need to get out there yeah. and get back in the marketplace.
Okay.
and just be clear about what you want. Now, usually Nine of Clubs, they don't really have to have marriage. They just want to have the best relationship, love affair possible.
Yeah.
Is that true for you?
Maybe. I'm not really sure. I think that, you know, maybe I'd like to get married one day.
Well, you might.
Course,
I mean,
of all,
have you had any children yet?
I'd be happy. No, no children.
Okay, well, I have not met any Nine of Clubs who didn't eventually have children.
Really?
Yeah. Personally.
Well, that's good to know.
They may be out there, but I've never met one on the female end of things. So, you know, that's in your future. So start trying to get clear about what kind of relationship you want, and it'll manifest itself before your birthday. But you do have to take
okay.
some action. You know, get on a dating website,
get
go out.
Some stuff going on before my birthday.
Yeah, if you're invited out somewhere by friends where you might meet somebody, make sure you show up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You got to do it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Kathleen, what part of Florida are you from?
I live in Sarasota.
Sarasota.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm going to be giving a talk in Tampa on the 10th of January.
Oh, awesome. Okay, what time?
6:30. It's a Sunday, 6:30 p.m. at a bookstore in North Tampa. If you're interested, send me an email and I'll send you the details.
Perfect. I am interested. Thank you so much. I appreciate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and then make sure you let me know you're there when you get there so I know who you are.
Great. Thank you. It was so nice speaking with you.
All right, you too, Kathleen. Have a great night.
Have a good night, Robert. Bye.
Thanks. Okay, next up, we have Kathy from California. She's a Sagittarius. December 3rd, 1949. Are you there, Kathy?
I'm here. Thank you.
Two Diamonds, Four Streets.
Appreciate your generosity.
Oh, well, you're welcome. Is this your first time calling?
Yes, it is.
So
I don't. I know very little about this. My niece recommended you.
Okay, so make a wish, and what would your wish be for this year? You just started a new year.
My wish would be financial prosperity.
And are you married or single?
I'm in a live-in relationship.
A live-in relationship. What does that mean, by the way?
I have a partner. I'm not married.
Okay. The reason I ask that is because you have a really auspicious card for love this year.
Oh.
Extremely auspicious. But it's only really good if you're single, you know.
Uh-huh.
I mean, okay. But even if you're not single, it's a great time to enjoy. You should definitely make sure you take time to go out and be social this year.
Okay.
Because you'll be the belle of the ball wherever you go.
Okay.
Now, financially, we look for diamonds to show up in your yearly reading. Diamonds represent finances, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the indications are that I see the need for a change. The way you either the way you do your business or the business that you're doing.
Okay.
You're a two of diamonds, and you know about business, and you can be successful in business. Okay? It's mm-hmm. a good card for business. But you're also a four of spades, and four of spades tend to worry about money a lot.
Mm.
They tend to, they just tend to have a poverty consciousness when it comes to money.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So have you ever worked on that at all? Have you ever done anything to...
Yeah, I have, actually.
And what have you done?
Wildly wealthy woman. And
what is that?
With wow. Sandy Foster.
Oh, okay. Not familiar.
I think it's 12 weeks long, but basically what you do is you make a list of 50 things that you're going to buy when you get your millions of dollars, and so you change your consciousness to an abundance consciousness. And
okay, so
actually,
let me ask you something.
Yeah.
When did you do this, by the way?
This past year.
Like, this
within
year?
The last 6 months.
Oh, okay. So did it work?
Yeah, actually, it did.
Then why are you wanting to know about money?
Because I just would like to know that the next year is going to be the way it's
okay.
The end
okay,
of the
so,
year.
Okay, so I guess what you're saying is that you don't have any problems right now, but you'd like to see if it's going to continue to be good. Is that
right.
correct? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Thanks for clarifying. Okay, so you have cards that indicate that there will be money made this year. It's in the Saturn position, which means it requires a lot more effort than usual.
Okay.
So basically it says if you're willing to work, the money's going to be there.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not too bad. It's an eight of diamonds, which means a fairly good size chunk of money.
Okay.
Are you ready to work hard?
Yeah, I work hard.
Well, this will be something that's harder than you have been working. For
oh,
you.
Okay.
It's relative to what you have done in the past.
Okay.
But you'll feel it. Like, you'll feel like, wow, I really had to work hard. But if you're willing to do that, you're fine. You're gonna have financial success. All right?
Okay. All right.
All right, Kathy. Well, thanks
I'm
for being my guest.
Then. Thank you.
Have a great year.
Yeah, I appreciate it. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to take one more call. Looks like we have Nathaniel from California somewhere. Nathaniel's birthday is May the 1st, 1957. Are you there, Nathaniel?
I sure am. Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Are you on a speakerphone?
Yes.
Would you get off of that, please?
Here it is. Hello?
Because, yeah, I'm here. Are you off the speakerphone now?
Yes, I am.
Sounds like you're still on it.
No.
Okay. All right, so do I have your birthday correct, May 1st, 1957?
Yes.
Good, and what can I do for you tonight?
Let's see, what cards am I?
Oh, you want just a basic introductory kind of what's going on kind of thing. Is that correct? Okay, cool. Well, you are a five of spades and a nine of clubs. Those are your cards. Five of spades is restless. It's a person that likes to travel a lot. Go places, do different kinds of things. Okay?
All right. Anything else? Or?
Well, you have really good skill as a promoter or a salesperson. Have you ever accessed that?
No. I guess I have.
I mean, all the fives, and you're a five of spades, and all the fives have this ability to be able to relate to somebody at their level and you know, engender sort of a sense of friendship with people, you know?
Okay, it must be the Mercury number.
Yeah, it's kind of it's like a communication thing, but it's especially good for sales work. And it also, the thing about sales that's so cool is it allows fives to have freedom, which they love. Most fives love their freedom more than anything else.
I see. So I should be in sales then.
Well, especially something that allows you to travel for sure. You know.
Okay.
Are you married or single?
No, I'm single now. I've actually never been married.
Oh, okay. Well,
I guess it's that freedom deal.
Yeah, that's a five thing for sure. Don't want to lose that freedom. You know, it's like sacred almost to some fives. See.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Yeah. So, and you have a nine. Your second card is also a very sexy card, the nine of clubs. So, you know. I don't think you spend too much time by yourself, do you?
I spend a bit of time by myself, I would say, but if I got to doing the right thing, I think that traveling sales or even any kind of sales, it seems like I really want to help people, you know?
Yeah, like, you know, maybe you can be a promoter of something that you think's a really good thing, you know, a good product or service, you know. See, you have this skill, so you would be very useful to whoever you work for in that regard. See,
you know, do you have a book or anything, or several books?
Yes, I do, a whole bunch of books.
Okay, and I bet you have a website. Is it probably?
Yeah. Go to seventhunders.com. The number
seventhunders.com. Okay.
Yeah, the number seven and the word thunders.com.
Okay, Seven Thunders.
Yeah, there's a free reading there, all kinds of free information, and you can get the books there, or you can find out where you can get them. We sell them, but you can also get them at bookstores and online, different places. You know.
Is it okay to ask your birthday?
Yeah, I'm July 3rd.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a Cancer, you're a Taurus.
Okay, well, thanks a lot.
By the way, this is the most important year of your life that you're in right now.
Just this 8 or the 9 coming up?
The one that started on your last birthday.
Oh, okay.
And it goes into your next birthday.
Well, that's what it is. I was kind of thinking it would be the end of the year, so it's another 4 months.
Yes, and you really have to think about like doing only what you really, really want to do in your life. Okay.
All right.
I mean, you can't be. You can't be wasting time with things that are not really you. And this is your last. This is kind of like our last chance. Age 52 is like the last chance to let all the good stuff come in. All right?
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
Great talking to you. Thanks for calling in, Nathaniel.
Okay, I'll call back soon.
All right. Very good. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, that was Nathaniel. Obviously a first-time caller. I never even got the books. Interesting. Okay, we're going to have another break now. We have some more calls coming in. We're going to play another song. This one's a new one also called Flying. Hope you enjoy it. We'll be back right in about 4 minutes, and we'll be picking up with, it looks like, Jennifer from Florida. We'll be right back. I was flying, and I feel like I'm flying right now, actually. By the way, are you guys having a nice holiday season out there? How's it been this year for you? Was it harder than usual, easier than usual? It'd be interesting. I'd be interested to find out how that's going. Okay, next up is from Florida, Jennifer, who's born August 26, 1983. Are you there, Jennifer?
Yes, I am.
And you are a double king birthday.
Yep.
One tough cookie.
I guess you could say that.
We'll have to ask your friends.
Yeah. So what I was calling about was pretty much just to see what overall what's in store for me kind of upcoming till my next birthday or so. And and kind of a specific question of why it seems to be all the males in my life that I'm attracted to lately are diamonds. And usually actually a double diamond number too.
Well, you're part diamond yourself, you know.
Yeah.
So maybe attracting diamond males will help you to bring out more of your ability to make money. Maybe that's why you're doing it.
Okay.
You know? Could be. I mean, you know, you're a king of hearts first and foremost, but you're also king of diamonds, so you definitely like money.
Yeah, I work a lot.
Well, I mean, you know, you should be working smart, you know, not working a lot if you can. Because you have the intelligence. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So use that intelligence. I have a good friend with your birthday, and he made like millions playing blackjack.
Yeah, that's funny that you just say that right now, because I actually work just recently, took a job at a casino. And yeah, that's just funny that you say that, because now what I'm doing is I'm working a lot smarter and not as much, and the money is a lot better. So,
Oh, good, good. Well,
yeah.
I mean, this is not a bad year for you. I see a rough Saturn period coming in, which is next March 23rd, starts to May 14th. You got double five. You got two fives in there. So there's going to be some kind of change or move that you're not going to want to do at that time. But other than that, this year looks really good. Okay?
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, no big problems. You're too young to have problems anyway.
So is there anything that you see about my love life? Of course, the question that everyone asks. Or
Hey, don't you have a boyfriend right now?
No, I don't. I haven't had a boyfriend for a really long time.
Well, you're just not. You must have closed the door, because there's somebody there right now. You have until the end of January to meet this guy, but I predict you're going to be getting laid before January 30th.
Okay.
And you're going to like it.
Oh, boy.
It's going to be one of those kinds that, you know, really a lot of energy, you know.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely, it's a good thing. You're a heart. Hearts love sex. I mean, they live for love and sex. Come on. So, use the love cards book when you meet somebody to find out, you know, how they are.
All the time.
I'm always asking people the first question.
When's your birthday?
Yeah, it can help a lot. Just not that it's going to really change who you decide to be with, because people usually pick somebody anyway, you know.
Mm-hmm. Of course, yeah.
But at least you know what the heck you're doing.
Yeah.
At least you can go, what the heck am I doing this for? Or whatever. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Great talking to you, Jennifer.
Right.
Thanks for calling in tonight.
Thank you.
And keep us posted with your progress.
All righty. And thank you very much, too.
Yeah, call us back and let us know if you met somebody, okay?
Okay. Have a happy new year.
Yeah, thanks, Jennifer. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, moving right along here, we have Althea from New York. She's a Capricorn, January 19th, 1961. Looks like she hung up. Got tired of waiting. Well, that brings us over then to Wayne from Massachusetts, who was born on March 2nd. Are you there, Wayne?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you, Robert?
Good. Thanks for being patient.
Well, I'm a patient man. March 2nd is my birthday.
Yeah.
I
can see that. So what's on your mind this evening?
Well, I've been studying your book for a while. I know I'm the Eight of Spades and the Nine of Hearts planetary ruling card.
Yeah.
And I'm in a year of the Seven of Clubs. I'm also in the King of Hearts period right now for the 52-day card.
That's true.
And I'm having a little problems with my daughter.
Uh-huh. Well, there's a Seven of Hearts there with that King of Hearts. See?
Huh?
There's a Seven of Hearts vertical with the King of Hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Which would indicate a challenge.
Yeah, it's a challenge.
As a father.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you have it.
Yeah, it's a severe challenge, too.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Is she in danger or something, or?
No, it's you know, she's on the streets right now, but I think she's on a bad turn here. I know a lot of it might have to do with my being in the seven clubs period, but I'm trying to do my spiritual stuff too, but.
Yeah.
I had her
what's
here for
3 weeks. Your daughter's birthday?
She's, December 2nd, 1989.
Oh, okay.
The three diamonds with a five of club influence.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
She's in a King of Spades period right now, I think.
Hang on a second. Let me get her spreads up. What year was it again?
1989.
89, okay. Give me a second to...
Sure, take your time.
Take a look. You said December 2nd.
I already looked at you. I just wanted to know about what year you were born in.
I was born in 1953.
53, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, your daughter is born the same year as my old son. He was born in 1982. Ah. So, okay, well, first of all, you know, you got to realize your daughter is a 3 and a 5. She's way more unstable than you are.
Right.
And her life is not going to be like yours in that regard, you know.
Right.
And, you know, my experience is that it's not like every single one of everybody born that birthday is going to have the same experience, but a lot of people who have a lot of 3 and 5 energy, their life is kind of like one calamity after another.
Yeah, she's a drama queen.
Yeah, I mean...
I definitely see that. There's no question in my mind about that.
Yeah.
I do the numbers, too. I do the numbers in life path. She has a 5 life path also. So, with that, along with everything else and our numbers subtracted from each other, it's pretty difficult.
Yeah. So, I mean, for you, and your issue in life is letting go of control.
Yeah, I've done that.
Well,
as much as I possibly can, I've tried to be as passive as possible.
Yeah, well, your daughter's 20 years old. She's really old enough to be on her own now and do whatever she wants.
You know, she's got to do her own thing. There's two other things I wanted to ask you, though.
Okay, sure.
And that was just that you just reconfirmed me. But I've had a lot of people come around me lately, passing away to spirit, and a lot of connection with the Six of Diamonds, and a lot of clubs people follow me, even at the church when I go to the church and do the numbers and the services.
Uh-huh.
And it's always the club people that come up to me. I don't know if they're coming to me for the healing. But sometimes, I can't really tell really if it's real or not with them on the emotional spread. And I don't usually try to get into the feelings and the emotion. I use the numbers for just about everything. Plus, I use your book, too, and a few other things.
Yeah, okay. So what's the question that you have?
Well, I'm trying to wonder why the attraction is to me on the club people. Is it because of the King of Clubs influence in the past life thing?
Well, yeah, you have a King of Clubs karma card, and clubs always want to know. They're very curious. First of all, it's one of the two most common suits, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So no matter what business you're in, you're going to run into clubs a lot because there's a lot of them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like when I teach a class, you know, I have people raise hands. Usually about half the class are clubs.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
I mean, it's just the way it is because they're the ones that want to know. They're the ones that are curious.
Yeah, I know that, too. That's really interesting.
They never stop learning, either. I mean, club people love to learn. They keep reading. They read all the way until they can't read anymore, you know. I stopped reading,
a
long time ago. But, you know, my wife, who's about the same age as me, she reads all the time. And I'm like, wow, I can't even imagine reading anything. So,
yeah,
you know, like, I think some of it is just that clubs show up because that you're doing something that they're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you find that there's...
That I try to work on.
Yeah, if you find there's just like a period where you seem to be attracting a lot of clubs exclusively, maybe that's a message for you on some level. I don't know.
Okay.
It's possible.
And
you know.
What do you see me in the future on this coming year coming?
Let's have a look real quick. Queen of Clubs, your intuition is going to be getting really, really strong this year. Are you single now?
Yeah, my wife passed away a couple of years ago.
there may be another woman comes into your life this year.
Well, that might be nice.
Yeah, that's possible.
Yeah, that might be nice.
Yeah, she will be a club.
I'm getting tired of being...
she'll be a club. Well, she'll want to know all your reasons for everything.
I'm starting a project on something similar to your love cards. Do you see that working well?
Oh, doing work with love cards? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, I'm probably going to, you know, get your tapes as soon as I get some extra money. I mean, I've got your books.
People could do readings with just my books if they want to, because just the two books
have
enough.
It's not about the readings for me. I don't do readings anymore. I used to do a lot of readings.
Okay.
I try to work more. We have a center here that we're working on. It's the Fox Center.
Uh-huh.
It's in Western Mass, and it's a spiritual development class.
Okay.
In fact, if I remember correctly, you used to live in Pittsfield.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you did. That's what I heard.
Is that close to where you are?
Well, I know you're a Queen of Diamonds, and I know we have some stuff going on between us karmically.
Yeah, yeah.
I also...
definitely.
I'm going to... Just a quick reading for you. It has you as a master... your whole name, when you use Robert Lee Camp, shows a master on the top as communication and spirituality.
Well,
and you're also One Life Path, which is a very independent spirit, and... You'll be continuing this to your 70th birthday. And at that point, you'll go into 1953, which is the teacher, because you're the teacher anyway. And my doctor's got the same birthday as you.
Same year, too?
Hospital. Yeah, he's a card. He's a real nice guy. We have a very good rapport with each other.
Oh, that's nice. Well, I appreciate the reading. Thanks.
Well, someday we'll probably meet at some point. If you ever come up this way, we'll probably even send you an offer to teach a class up here at some point when you go to New York.
Yeah, I mean, I used to live up there, but I haven't been there in quite a while. But, yeah, it could happen. It could happen. So
yeah,
I appreciate
it could happen.
That,
you never
man.
Know what's going to be.
Yeah,
sometimes
I never know.
It's destined
that's
to happen,
that's
you know.
Sure. Well,
but
thanks
I
for calling.
I enjoyed talking to you. I'm glad that you were giving me that insight on the Queen of stuff. And I kind of intuitively knew about my daughter. I just needed to reconfirm a little bit because it's in the now and it kind of made me pretty sick.
Well, she's in a pinnacle year this year, so her life's going to undergo a big change this year.
Mm-hmm.
On her own, all by herself.
All by herself, yeah.
Yeah, without your help, it'll happen. You'll see.
Well, I thought her to be a pretty good fighter, so I think I gave her a lot of love, you know.
Sure.
That's all
sure.
I can do, unconditional love.
Yeah, I think you two will be getting along better soon. I guarantee it, by February, you guys will be getting along better.
Thank you very much.
All right. Take care, Wayne.
Take care. Happy New Year.
Yeah, thanks very much. I appreciate it. Okay. Looks like we have time for one more caller here, or two. Valentina is next on our list, and her birthday is December 29th, 1974. Are you there, Valentina?
I am here.
The double two.
Yes. Hello, Robert. It's really great. It's really great to hear and to be in your program. I never called you.
Yeah. You're the two of hearts that came to my class here, aren't you?
Yes, and you did reading for me last year. Yes.
That's right. That's right. Well, great to hear from you again.
Yes. My question is. What would be the best card for me for a personal relationship for my card, for two of hearts and two of diamonds?
A king of hearts would be quite good. Have you ever known any king of hearts people?
No, I actually never had a chance to meet the king of hearts. I'm really looking forward.
Yeah, well, there's quite a few of them out there, you know. So it shouldn't be that difficult to find one. They're around, you know. I'm not exactly sure which birthday of the King of Hearts would be best. I think pretty much anyone would be a good match for you based on your cards. And I think you'd find it to be a very... now, they're really powerful, you know, King of Hearts. And they like to have things their own way, all right?
Well,
but they're the masters of love and romance, so, you know, it's quite fun. Could be quite fun.
And if it goes, it's again, when we're looking at the birth card and ruling card, is it like, you know, it goes like, for example, King of Hearts, it would be good for both my cards, for two of cards and two
of diamonds? Yeah, it's good for both, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's strongest with your birth card. So their ruling card might be different, too, you know, like their ruling card could be perhaps even a two of diamonds like yours. Like a Sagittarian King of Hearts has a two of diamonds ruling card like you. So it might be a good connection, see? So just look around and see who all is a King of Hearts. That's what I suggest. You're going to have lots of love activity this year. You have a Three of Hearts in Venus, Queen of Hearts in Mars.
I know. I look at that. And actually, and also, it will be pinnacle year, if I'm not mistaken.
It's the beginning of your ascent to the pinnacle. The pinnacle happens in 3 years from this year.
Yes, in 3 years, yes. So it's a pre-pinnacle year.
Yeah, but it is, you know, it could be a really good year for your career, even though it's not the pinnacle. You're up there in the Ten of Clubs spot, so there's a very strong energy for your career. You should take advantage of any opportunities that present themselves for your career. Okay?
Yep.
But there's going to be a lot of love activity this year.
I'm looking forward.
So you won't be wondering about that very much longer.
Okay. Okay, right. Thank you so much. That was
all right.
Question.
Great to hear from you, Valentina. You have a great Happy New Year, okay?
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, we have a little extra time tonight because we're not having to end early. We are going to go ahead and take these last two calls, one from Carol and one from Tracy. So we'll take Carol first, who's born on April the 19th, 1950. Are you there, Carol?
Yes, I am.
Another two.
Another two. Another one from Florida.
And a double diamond to boot.
Right.
So how's the finances going?
Not good.
I don't know what it is.
That was that's basically my question. I've had some financial challenges over the past year as well as some health challenges. And I'd like to know when things are going to improve.
Well, you have a health challenge card right now, actually, but it gets better after February 26th. You have an Eight of Spades coming in. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Let me just... wait a minute. Today is actually... Okay, here we go. No, you have a health challenge card coming up in January, a Seven of Spades. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you have a Seven of Diamonds. This is very interesting. You got both sevens, the money and the health thing, at the same time in your Uranus period. Okay? Now, here's the secret, Carol, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the seven is an opportunity to change everything around. Okay?
Okay.
And the Uranus period is very... what's the word? It's very good for sevens to be in Uranus. It makes it much easier to access the high side of the seven. Okay? So what you have to do is you have to have a complete attitude shift here in January. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You are actually extremely, and I'm not using that word lightly, you are extremely fortunate. You are.
I feel fortunate, you know.
You don't sound fortunate.
Well, it's unusual for me to go, you know, pursue this as long as I have, and I just think that I'm probably, you know, in the midst of a lot of change and not really certain about direction. That might be where the challenges have come from.
This is good
for me. To know that this is the time to change and, yes, take the high road.
Yeah, and, you know, like, really take stock of all the things that you have to be really grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the sense of how wealthy we are or how well we're doing is always a relative thing, you know. It's relative right. to something, and we're the one that picks the relative thing, right?
Right.
So a seven says, okay, you can. A seven says you can by being grateful, you could actually go from being in poverty to being a millionaire overnight. See, it's happened okay. to me before. So you've had that seven a lot this year, seven of diamonds.
I can believe that.
Yeah, this is the second time. So, you know, I don't believe that there's really anything bad that happens to us in life, but these things present themselves as spiritual challenges. So the challenges with a seven, can you be really grateful for all you have in spite of how you're thinking about it that seems to be very pessimistic? Okay?
Okay.
You know, twos are really great at complaining. And the thing about it is,
I try not to do that.
The thing about it is, they're always right.
Oh no!
They figured it all out, and they figured it all out, and life is totally fucked. Excuse my language.
Well, I just feel like something's changing for the better.
Well, if you change, this is your chance to change, and it starts on January the 5th. Okay, so make some resolutions. All right.
Oh, great. Okay.
And use that month of January and February to really transform. And then you see that right after that, you have really good cards.
Okay. And I have one other question for you. I have had your book for quite a long time. I don't even remember. It's been many, you know, at least 10 years, I would say. And are the current books more up to date?
I don't know which versions, what editions you have. There was a new edition of both books, but it's been out for a while. But I'd have to see what's on the cover of your book to tell you.
I had 1998 was on the inside, and it says Destiny Cards on the outside.
Well, I think you need to update that book.
Okay,
you need to get the newer version for sure.
Okay, well, I appreciate the information you shared with me.
You're welcome. I want you to be happy. I know you can, and I think you will, too.
I think so, too.
I think you can pull it off. I really do.
Great. That's good
All right.
to hear.
All right.
Thank
great talking
so
to you, Carol. Have a great night. Thanks for calling
you
in.
You, too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And our last call tonight is another Aries. She's calling from Chicago. Her name is Tracy, April 11th, 1970. Are you there, Tracy?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good, good. I'm doing well. And you are a Ten of Diamonds and the Ace of Diamonds.
Right.
So you got a lot of money on your mind.
Yes, I do. And that's what I was calling about. I interviewed for a job a couple of weeks ago, and I was calling to see how is it going to pan out, or how do you see it going?
Well, I don't know. I mean, let's see, when are you supposed to hear back from them?
By the first week of the new year, first, second week of the new year.
Okay, so that'll be in the current period.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have good cards now, but there's nothing here that tells me you're getting a new job. It does say that your finances are protected.
Okay.
So I can't say if you're going to get this job or not. I think you will, though. My feeling is you will. Is it something you really want to do?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, if that's the case, I think
you're
gonna...
you say the finances are protected, what does that mean?
It means there's going to be enough money.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be enough money for your needs. Not a lot. See, four diamonds means you're taken care of. It's not excessive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's not excessive. Like, it's not like a windfall, but it means
right.
you're going to have enough to pay your bills and a little extra.
Okay. And when do you see that happening?
It's happening now.
Okay. Okay, good enough. And
a lot of it's attitude, you know.
Right, okay.
Like the previous caller, I was talking to her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You are protected right now. I mean, you're living in Chicago, aren't you?
Yes,
How do you manage to do that? That's an expensive place to live.
Hey, tell me about it.
Yeah, and there you are.
Right, yeah.
You know, you're not living in Mississippi or anything.
And also, a love interest. I have his date of birth, but not the year.
What's his date of birth?
His date of birth is November the 9th.
Okay, November the 9th. So he is, was he a jack of clubs, I think?
Mm.
Hold on a second. When did you meet him?
At work.
Yeah, he's a jack of clubs and a two of spades. Well, you know, does he like you?
I don't know. That's why I'm calling in. I don't know, you know.
Well, I think that he would like you if he, you know, got close to you, if he's available, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a man that once he's in a relationship, he's extremely controlling. You need to know that.
Okay.
He wants to dominate whoever any woman that he's with. Okay.
Oh.
So be aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's how Jack of Clubs people are. And they also have a reputation for being dishonest, so watch that too.
Okay.
But I mean, you have a Queen of Clubs karma card, which is very compatible with this Jack of Clubs. So that if he got together, I'm sure he would like you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Unless he's just not attracted to you physically or something like that. But he would still like you. All right? Okay, I'm going to let you go. Tracy, thanks for being my guest tonight.
All right, thank you. And
all
Happy
right.
New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Have a great night.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we didn't have a contest tonight, but I thought that was okay. I hope you guys have a great New Year. I hope you make some resolutions for yourself that this year can be the best year. You know, we've had a lot of death this year, 2009. I think it was meant to be... There was a lot of people who died, a lot of famous people. It just seemed unusual, I should say. So, we're ending this year in a couple of days here, and we begin a new year. Hope you have a great one. And let this be like a new beginning year for you and for everybody that you love. We're going to end, as we always do, with the Gayatri Mantra from my CD, Bhakti Rock. I'll see you next week, same time. If you have any ideas or questions about what you'd like to have on the show, just send me an email. This is Robert Burley Camp saying good night.
Om Purvamah Swaha Tatsavitur-varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam Om Purvamah Swaha Tatsavitur-varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam Om Bhurvah Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam Om Guru Bhuva Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Savitur Varinyam
Yeah.